In case you missed it, the big news on Thursday morning is that the Colts released 9-year NFL vet Vontae Davis. Now, you may be thinking, how are the Colts going to move on from losing such a veteran presence? Well, we actually got a preview of that last week in Houston. It was Rashawn Melvin and Pierre Desir who played every down on defense in Houston. Melvin, who for a majority of the game covered Hopkins, only gave up one reception on 5 targets and added to his league-leading stat of 10 passes defended on the year. And Desir joined in that pass-defending party and recorded 3 of his own in Houston. Now, another young corner who has been consistent for this team and was a part of the cornerback trio that helped the Colts win in Houston is 5th-round draft pick and rookie Nate Hairston. He made a name for himself back in training camp and really hasn't come off the field since. So when the game in Houston came down to the last 12 seconds, defensive coordinator Ted Monachino said his young players were just eager for the chance to close out the game.
We called our call 3 consecutive times down there inside the 7, and the guys didn't blink, and they wanted the matchups that they had. They were confident when we went out there and did it, and they were able to compete themselves through those 3 downs. It was the longest 12 seconds in the history of ball, but it was great to see them compete and finish. Pierre, from gaining confidence playing against one of those guys, you can't put a value on it because he went from a week ago being fairly obscure to now a guy that you're not afraid to line up against Hopkins.
Well, from one elite player to the next, Pierre Desir and the rest of the cornerbacks are now preparing for all of the offensive weapons that the Pittsburgh Steelers will bring to town this weekend.
You know, we just got to do what we do. You know, they're a great team. Like you said, they have multiple weapons. We just got to stick to what we've been doing and, you know, fix some things here and there, but we just got to play our game.
We've gone up against some teams that have a lot of weapons so far this year, so, you know, we're all going to have to bring our A game.
Now, one more bit of news from Thursday is that defensive lineman Henry Anderson was moved to the IR because of a laryngeal fracture and will have a procedure done this Friday. We were seeing some of Anderson's best plays since returning from ACL surgery, and Ted Monachino described the news as a gut punch and said it was something he had never seen before. So we hope for a speedy recovery for number 96. For the Colts, I'm Caroline Cann.